Good morning, Audio Boo. This is Nina at Smirly71, and this is day 6-1 of my Nourish My Body log. I didn't have time or the inspiration yesterday to record an Audio Boo, so I'm doing a little catch-up one now. Yesterday was all about cooking. I usually spend half a day each week preparing meals for the rest of the week. One of the things that has worked for us really well to help our weight loss, but also to ensure that we're getting the right nutrients into our bodies and the right balance, has been to have a cooked meal at least once a day, but earlier in the day. So Fiona has hers at lunchtime, and I usually have mine around about mid-afternoon because I have the luxury of working from home, so I can eat whenever I want to, basically. To ensure that we do eat properly, however, it is necessary to batch cook a load of meals and stick them in the freezer so we can just decide the night before what we would like to eat. So yesterday was spent cooking butternut squash and lentil curry, a pork chorizo and bean stew, some soup, and also a batch of flapjacks. Whilst that may not sound like it fits into the healthy eating bill all that well, I have been struggling with sweet cravings pretty much all my life, and have always eaten lots of chocolates, cakes and so on, and they've always been shop bought. And trying not to eat any of these things at all is almost impossible, and I actually find the energy that I expend on fighting those cravings really draining, and worse, and I can't believe this, but worse than the cravings that I would have expected from giving up smoking. So the solution I've come up with is to find a couple of stock recipes for things like brownies and flapjacks, which are significantly lower in fat than the shop-bought ones, that I will make in a batch and then either freeze or squirrel away so that they're out of sight. But when I do want to eat something sweet, I know what's in them. They're as nutritious as I can get them to be, and they're in as low in calorie as I can get them to be. I'm looking forward to seeing whether this is going to work this week. I may have to abandon it, but hopefully not. Bye for now.